dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Tuesday, January 12th. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Derek Stinson, with us as well. Coming up on the program today, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook. We're going to have a chance to talk with him about his daughter Lauren coming into the program. Also, a couple of other players with some news out there. UCLA's coach resigns. How did that play into Lauren Cook's decision to leave the program, where that sets Nebraska at? We'll ask the coach a few of those questions and more. He will join us in the second half of the program today. Also, a little local feature today, getting to the high school scene, as we're going to have a chance to, it's amazing, we're a month away from sub-districts. We're going to have a chance to catch up with Lloyd Wagnitz. He is the head boys basketball coach at Heartland Lutheran in Grand Island. They have a battle against unbeaten Hampton tonight, and this is the first time they were ranked last week, but the first time in school history that they have been rated in any sport. And we'll find out basically how that's going. It's just a new school. It takes some time, and they're off to an 8-1 start on the season, and they avenged the only loss they had to Giltner in the holiday tournament. So we'll talk with the coach about that and some of his players. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance for you also to win tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo going on this weekend at the Mack Center in Council Bluffs, just across the bridge there from Omaha. And tomorrow on the show, Tom Hamilton, the organizer of that event, will join us on the show. Later on in the week, Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson. We're going to talk with him Thursday. We thought maybe we'd do that today, but we have pushed that back to Thursday since we have Coach Cook on today. Mike Anderson will join us Thursday. They're coming into Grand Island and bringing all the coaches, I think, and a lot of the players, like 18, 20 of them, are going to be there for autograph session, a meet and greet at Home Federal Savings and Loan from 9 to 11 Saturday. We'll talk with Coach Anderson coming up on Thursday, it looks like. So that's what's going on. And, Daddy, I have to start the show off just asking you, is there anything that we already knew that you just finally like to admit to, like Mark McGuire did yesterday? I mean, something that pretty much we already know about you, but you can confirm?
No, nothing. Nothing of any magnitude. No.
Nothing happened on vacation you want to tell us about?
No.
Everything's good. Nothing you want to say, hey, Mom, Dad, you know what? That was me. It wasn't Reggie when I was 15, when I was 12. I really did break the hall clock.
Not nothing today. Like I'm still holding out on some stuff, but no.
The time's not right.
Stays in the Caribbean.
Time's not right. The timing's not right. Okay, 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That's the number to be a winner. That's the number to call in and voice your opinion or throw a topic out anytime on the program. The Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Arma Lining. Check them out for a free estimate on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. The Dent Popper Inbox address is Doug and Daddy. Spell it all out, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, I'll throw this at you. Why is it that everyone's perception out there is that Mark McGuire waited down by a park in a carpeted van, luring little boys in there with candy? Why are we treating him like a child molester? What did Mark McGuire do? I don't hate Mark McGuire. There's not an angry bone. These people, I'm just disgusted with what he did. You know what? Have a life. You sicko! If that disgusts you, grow a brain. Go find an interest. Go find a hobby. The guy made a mistake. You know what? When he went to Congress and acted like a boob.
Wait a minute. He made a mistake?
Yeah, he made a mistake.
You make a mistake once. You don't make a mistake continuously for a decade.
You know what? Say what, you know, whatever. Why would you be angered and totally your whole life and be miserable about Mark McGuire? Mark McGuire is, I think, a good person. You know what? He did it to heal up from some injuries. Yeah, you can't swing a bat that hard. Go back to when, you know what he said? They're talking about my home runs I hit, my first one when I was in Little League, high school, Legion. Go back through. The guy's hitting bombs his whole career. You know what? He'd have hit some home runs. Maybe he wouldn't have hit 70. Big deal. The guy's still a hell of a baseball player. People enjoyed watching him. I remember the magical run, whether it was with steroids or not. It was amazing to watch those guys go out there. The guy didn't miss. I just cannot believe people are so consumed and pissed off and angry. Mark McGwire. You know what? Be angry about the Palestinians. Be angry. Kids are starving in Africa, for God's sake. We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah! Well, be upset about Afghanistan and Iraq. Don't be upset about Mark McGwire. No. You know what? You think the guy feels bad about it? I can tell you right now, no one feels worse about it than Mark McGwire.
Be upset when they play 10 early pro games on Sunday and only 3 late ones.
Exactly.
Be upset about something that you can change. I agree with you on the whole, pretty much the whole Mark McGwire thing. The only thing, when listening to more of it this morning, that I went, yeah, I still have that little gut feeling. Like Shelley Smith said yesterday when she first heard about Pete Carroll, somewhere in her gut and her heart, she didn't think that it was true yet. And then as more facts came out, then you realize, I don't think everything is clean here yet. Because if the steroids did not help Mark, and he said both of these things yesterday, if the steroids did not help Mark McGwire hit home runs, then why did he call the Maris family to apologize?
Because I think that he didn't think he would hit that many if he didn't use the steroids. He stayed healthy. That's what they allowed him to do. Still didn't help him hit the ball. It's not proven anywhere, no matter how many needles you cram into your butt, that your hand-eye coordination improves. It's never been proven. No one's ever done a study that's proved that. Without it, you'll hit the top half of the ball and ground into double plays. With steroids, you'll hit exactly the sweet spot of the ball. I just think so much. You know what? Why did he do what he did in front of Congress? Because Congress is such a bunch of schmucks. They wanted to have his ass in jail if he lied. He didn't want to lie in front of everybody. So his attorneys said, well, here's what we can do. We'll talk about the future, not the past. That's what you got to do. Do you think he liked looking like a boob in front of those guys, in front of TV, in front of America? No. Do you think he liked the beads of sweat running down his forehead and looking like an idiot? No, he didn't like that. All he asked for is immunity, and those schmucks are so stupid that they'd rather have Mark McGwire in jail instead of some guy smuggling 14-year-olds for sex in a sex trade somewhere. That's how dumb they are. Let's get Mark McGwire. Let's jam him up in prison for a year and a half. But that'd be great for us.
I think you're on the wrong show. I think you're on the wrong show. That one ended a while ago.
Well, it just... You know what? The guy wanted immunity. You think Mark McGwire, you think Roger Clemens are prime candidates to be put in jail? You know what? Give these guys immunity. Let them say what they got to say. Everybody can move on, and let's get the anger and the ridicule. And you know what, Buster Olney? I don't give a damn if you think you know who's belonged to the Hall of Fame. You know what? You're a dweeb, all right? You've never hit a baseball. You can't hit a wiffle ball in the backyard. You know, these people, you got to have 75% of the vote. Not on the first try. Well, I'm going to reconsider him next year because he's going to be better the second year. You're a bunch of boobs, too. I just can't believe, let's let Congress be involved in this because we don't have enough going on in the world. We don't have enough people losing their homes because they can't pay their bills and running up their credit cards. Let's worry about what really matters. Mark freaking McGwire. You know what? Mark McGwire's got a foundation that's raised millions upon millions of dollars to help underprivileged kids and abused kids out there. He's done a lot of good things. You know, to just be disgusted and downright, it just makes me sick, these people. Bunch of
scumbags. Is it just me, Derek, or has the New Year's resolution, or maybe coming back off vacation, we found a much angrier daddy?
It looks that way. I mean, what has something really rubbed you the wrong way over vacation?
Well, some of us that have heard the stories. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Aaron says, oh, my God, Mark McGwire used steroids? Wow, what a revelation. I can't believe it. Why or why did he break our hearts like this? Why, oh, why did he do that? I know why, because he's an idiot, Aaron says. Does he actually believe the crap that came out of his mouth? If he did, he's a jerk for thinking we believe it. If you do, you're an idiot. Mark says, please, oh, please, anything but the McGwire talk. Yeah, you're right. We'll let you listen to 20,000 more hours of that. Aaron also wants to change the subject here. He goes, thank you, Tennessee. Not that Nebraska ball had a chance against Kansas, but now we lose by 40. At least, you watch, at least 40, and we get embarrassed on ESPN. Yeah, what was it, first year for Doc that we got thumped by 40 both times? Remember, last year in Lincoln, Kansas 68, Nebraska 62. Nebraska had a chance to win the game in the final minute. Kansas won it. It's been 2004, I believe, since Nebraska last beat Kansas. Some people think it's been 1983. Henry T. Buchanan was the last person that hit anything against Kansas.
Bo Reed knocked out a fadeaway.
Henry T. in the corner. Boom. Dynamite. There it is. So, there you go. Mark McGwire. Yeah, how great. How great. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Texas, the new number one team in the AP Men's Top 25. Kansas falls to third, which isn't bad. K-State tied for 13th. Baylor comes in at number 22. Texas A&M fell out. They are 26th. Nebraska, Kansas tomorrow night. The game can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, televised at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. The Nebraska women have ascended to the highest ranking in school history, up one, but they jumped LSU, who got beat for the second time this season last week, the ones to the Huskers, and then they got beat last week in conference. Nebraska's 11th ranking, the highest in school history for the women's program. Men were actually higher than that one time. One time. Then somebody called Xavier came along and broke the bubble in the first round of the tournament. But Nebraska women.
Nebraska's 7th or 9th in the country when that happened. What were they going in there?
Well, I guess I got a new Troutman's question now, but don't worry about it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. 9th. Nebraska women will host number 19, Texas, tonight. The game is at 7:05. You can hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Hastings College women's basketball team picking up two first-place votes, but they remain second behind Davenport, Michigan, who they've beaten. Davenport's 17-1, but Hastings is 17-2. It all kind of worked out there at the beginning of the year. Hastings has won 13 in a row. They're 17-2. And Hastings College women's basketball player Alicia Statler out of Grand Island Central Catholic is the GPAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week. A little bit of high school basketball last night, a lot more tonight. Kearney High has a makeup doubleheader at Lincoln Northeast. The Grand Island Central Catholic boys have their makeup game at home against Pierce tonight. JV at 4:30, the boys at 6. Also in makeup action tonight, Axtell is taking on Silver Lake. That game at Silver Lake this evening. On the radio tonight, 98.9 KKPR, Ravenna hosting Minden, 6 and 7:45. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Kennesaw is at Giltner, and that gets underway at 6:15. Coming up on the show, we'll talk a little basketball with Heartland Lutheran boys basketball coach Lloyd Wagnitz. Big game for them tonight. The 8-1 Red Hornets taking on 8-0 Hampton. And in the second half of the show, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook. But as we go to break, let's give somebody a chance to be a winner. We're going to give away a couple of family four packs to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo going on this weekend at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you didn't win any tickets yesterday, call now. We'll give away a couple of four packs because we want you to get in for free. Back after this.
You've told us it's your favorite show, so get ready, get set, go to the Home Builders Show, January 15, 16, and 17 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Hundreds of ideas for better living. You can register for all kinds of prizes. Doors open at 1 o'clock on Friday, 10 a.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. Sunday. There's a nominal entrance fee, except 12 and under, no charge. It's our 27th annual Home Builders Show, January 15, 16, 17, Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, courtesy of the West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association.
The Hastings YMCA announces its Y-Ball Classic 2010 Youth Basketball Tournament. Divisions include boys and girls 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. Cost is $100 per team. Individual medals will be given to all 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place teams. Registration deadline is Friday, January 15th. Registration forms are available at either Hastings YMCA location or online at hastingsymca.net. For more information, call 463-3139.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
It's that time of year again. Between January 11th and the 26th, AgWest Commodities invites you and your spouse to their Ag Outlook 2010. You can choose from 12 different locations, including Broken Bow, Holdridge, Columbus, Denison, Iowa, or any one of 8 more convenient locations. To reserve your place, call 866-WE-HEDGE or check out the schedule on all locations at the AgWest website, goagwest.com.
You gotta go agwest.com. Go AgWest.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tuesday on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Kennesaw's at Kiltner. Girls at 6:15, boys at 8. Then on Classic Hits, 98.9. Tuesday, Minden is at Ravenna. Thursday, St. Paul is at Kearney Catholic. Girls at 6, boys at 7:45. More exciting high school basketball coming your way this week.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures of around 40. Winds will stay to the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect mainly clear skies, lows around 19 degrees. I'm weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Heartland Lutheran boys basketball coach Lloyd Wagnett's coming up in a moment. And then John Cook, the head volleyball coach at Nebraska. Don't forget, Misco Sports is the place to be, whether you're getting ready for intramurals. I know a lot of town team basketball getting started up. Or whether you're getting things ready for spring. Or if you're still planning to be outside where, yeah, we finally got a couple of nice days, but it's going to continue to be cold. And Misco Sports, we always know there's a lot of skiers going out there for spring break. Red Ledge ski coats, half off, Red Ledge ski pants on sale. Again, you don't have to go skiing to look good and be warm with Red Ledge. Also, Wigwam stocking caps, half off, good selection of Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, and all shoes on sale in the month of January so that you feel better and use a little bit of that Christmas cash and get yourself something. Misco Sports open 7 days a week for your convenience. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a happy new year in 2010. Thanking you for your business. Stop in and see them. A couple more winners for our River City Hunting and Fishing Expo tickets. Mike in St. Paul and Tim in Pleasanton are headed to the Mac Center in Council Bluffs to check all of that out this weekend. And tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking with one of the organizers of that, Tom Hamilton. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark says, guys, I was listening to Mark saying how he only took steroids for his health, talking about Mark McGuire, taking it for his health, not for his strength, and regardless of why he did it, it doesn't matter. He did it. I had a teacher once tell me that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You can't honestly say it didn't affect his strength like he found some special steroid that only keeps you healthy. You take steroids, you get the whole package. And that includes having his strength being better. Sure, it doesn't help his hand-eye coordination, but it does allow him to hit it, and when it does, it goes farther, and the stamina to keep hitting it like that. He did it. It's wrong. I don't feel sorry for him. I forgive him. I hope he can make better decisions in the future. You know, like making how many million being the hitting coach for the Cardinals. Thanks for the email. Email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we welcome to the program the head boys basketball coach of the Red Hornets at Heartland Lutheran, Lloyd Wagnitz, whose team is 8-1 on the season. And by the way, as we said earlier, that one loss came to Giltner in week two. They avenged that in the holiday tournament. And tonight, the 8-1 Red Hornets travel to Hampton to take on unbeaten Hampton. And Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. It's been a long time, I think, since we chatted with you. Maybe back when you guys broke the record for playing basketball for like four straight days. But now your high school team is doing it for real. I guess congratulations. And
thank you.
You're just getting underway. Still, the school is still fairly young. I know you had hoped that this would be a 2-3-4-year process and not a 10-12-20-year process. What has been the main difference outside of experience for this basketball team?
I've got a bunch of guys that do not accept failure this year, whether it's a practice or games. If they don't get it right, especially in practices, they're lined right back up to do it again. And so it's just that determination that has really propelled them to where they're at this year.
Coach, I was looking up and down your roster, and I saw 6'11", 5'11", 6'. Kind of boring me, thinking, there's got to be a big boy in the middle. Where's that big boy at? Then I saw 6'7", Cole Kowalski. Is he the key to making this thing go?
Well, it helps because we got some power inside now, but we've got a lot of fast forwards and guards that are getting up and down the floor, which is really helping a bunch. And our shooting's improved this year. We've changed our offense, and that's helped us a lot.
Coach, just for the folks that haven't got a chance to see you play, and a lot of folks are not familiar with your program because it is so young, and we know the football team struggled with numbers. How many numbers do you have out right now?
I have 16 boys out this year, and we're suiting up 12 on the varsity, and we're pretty much 12 deep this year, which makes it a lot of fun.
Compare the number of kids that you have out now to the first year, not only for basketball, but maybe just boys in general in the school.
First year we had 5 boys out, played a JV schedule. I took over the second year. This is our 8th year of basketball. Second year I took over, lost all our games by 40, 50 points with maybe 7-8 kids. It's great to finally have enough on the floor that we can actually practice 5 against 5.
Lloyd Wagnitz joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you guys won 13 games a year ago. Obviously, your goal, obviously, coming into this season was to win, I'm guessing, more than 13 games and break a school record. But what's the end goal for this team?
The ultimate goal is to be in Lincoln in March. That's the goal they have set. We've got a lot of work to do to get there yet. We've still got a lot to learn to achieve. But they're starting to believe that they can do that.
When either you were told about it or saw it, and I'm sure the kids saw it, when you saw Heartland Lutheran last week was in the state's top 10, what was your first thought?
I got nervous because I don't know how you keep high school kids level-headed. So the first practice after that happened, I actually had the ratings printed out. We met in the middle of the floor, and I tore it up in front of their eyes and said it doesn't mean anything until March. And we actually left the paper on the floor and ran over top of it the whole practice. So I'm trying to get it across to them. It doesn't matter yet.
Ah, interesting little tactic there. Lucky nobody slipped and broke an ankle on that paper. But
one of the freshmen was actually trying to pick the paper up and throw it away. I said, no, I said, I don't care about that. Leave it.
Coach, you mentioned all these guards. A year ago, second team all-conference honors went to Jacob Salter. He's back doing good things for you?
Yes, he is the leader on the floor. He's the general. He's been starting for 4 years now, and he's a big asset to us.
Coach Lloyd Wagnitz of Heartland Lutheran talking about his boys' basketball program. 8-1, you take on Hampton tonight. You're coming off a double overtime victory last week, first game off of Christmas. Talk about the matchup with Hampton tonight because Giltner twice and Cedar Rapids, those have been your big games so far this year.
Hampton will be a tough team tonight. There's a reason they're number 5 in the state. Very solid. We've never beat them in school history, so we've got to, you know, put that behind and try to get that monkey off our back. And we got to play probably our best game of the year to be in it. But I believe the kids can do it. We'll see tonight.
Lloyd, just take us ahead just a little bit. Look at your district. Who's in that? And who's in your way on the road to Lincoln?
Sub-districts, Cedar Rapids, the team we just won in double overtime. So we know that that'll be a tough game there. And then on the other side, I don't remember who's in there. We have a chance.
Coach, you talked about some of the good things you're doing. What are you still concerned about? What are you really working on hard in practice that you know you got to get better at?
We've got to get better on our defense. This is the first year we've run strictly man-to-man. So we're still learning some of that, trying to get through the screens, those types of things. We're getting better, but that we spend a lot of time on that one right now.
Coach, you mentioned you're 12 deep. Obviously, some of those 8, 9, 10, even 11 and 12 especially, don't get the minutes they probably want. But a lot of those kids are young. I mean, you kind of got a program established here. The next 2-3 years are going to be good.
Yeah, we've got some younger guys that are pretty good, and we actually, the next 2 to 3 years, we have incoming freshmen that are going to be very good, too. So it looks bright for us.
You know, I obviously like to look at the big man, being one myself, but you go 6'7", and then a sophomore, Mike Holman, talk about his what advancements he's made for you this year.
He made a lot of advancements this year. We've worked on his shot. Last year, as a freshman, every shot was a shot put, and he's getting a lot better than that. He's got great intelligence to be where the open spot is. We just got to get some of the eye-hand coordination work on that a little better. So,
well,
he's coming a long ways.
Coach mentioned Cedar Rapids was in their sub-district, Elba, Spalding Academy, St. Edward on the other side. Some teams you're not going to probably even see to scout until late in the year, like a Dodge, a Lee, a Lindsay, Holy Family. It's a big, widespread district, and we'll see if they can get some work done. Their next home game comes up on Thursday night. St. Edward rolls in, so if you want to check out Heartland Lutheran at home. But tonight should be a good one, Heartland Lutheran at Hampton. And, Coach, keep things rolling over there with the Red Hornets into the top 10 and 8-1 on the season. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, I appreciate you giving us the time.
Coach, take care. Lloyd Wagnitz, head boys basketball coach at Heartland Lutheran. It's just one of those stories. You know, eventually it was going to happen. You start a new school, and the boys basketball program, the first one to really hit it, and they play volleyball, boys, girls. They got a football team, got a golf squad. Track. I mean, they got everything going over there. This is the first one to really emerge to this next level.
You know, I like looking down here. Do you get conference tournament coming up? 8-0 Hampton, a 5-2 Greeley Wolbeck, Burwell's 9-0, still on their schedule. So they will be tested down the stretch, and we'll see where that record heads. But 8-1 right now, school record last year, 13 wins. Look to surpass it and make a run towards Lincoln. I hope they can do that. Make a little noise. Let people know out there that Heartland Lutheran is going to be around for a while, because it sounds like they've got more kids coming.
We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. We'll hear some of the comments from Lauren Cook, who has transferred back to Nebraska, and then we'll talk to her dad and head coach at Nebraska, John Cook. It's coming up next here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Mike Golick here for Tabasco on Pizza. You know, nothing beats a game day gathering, the boys, some football, and of course, boxes full of pizza. But to really kick it off, I need one more thing, and no, I'm not talking 60-inch high def. I'm talking Tabasco Original Red. Unlike other sauces that mask the taste of food, Tabasco amplifies flavors you never knew were there. So whether you're a meat lover, deep disher, or extra cheesehead, shake some on your pizza and see why Tabasco really is
so much more than hot.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over 1 million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures of around 40. Winds will stay to the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect mainly clear skies, lows around 19 degrees. On weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, inviting you to go to our website and check out the ESPN Superstation Sun Heat and Schroeder's Smoke Foods Pick'em Contest. And it involves a chance for you to not only win a Sun Heat heater, but a Super Bowl prize pack from the fine folks at Schroeder's. Now, all you have to do is pick the winners for the AFC and the NFC, and then pick by how many points you're going to win, or try your hand at the Super Bowl. You can do one, two, or three. Now, here's this interesting story. You go on right now, and you say, I got San Diego to beat Baltimore by three. Well, you get that on today. The tiebreaker is earliest entry in our little contest here. Or you can wait and know exactly who you want to pick. See, right now, you're not sure, but you take that chance. You roll the dice. You get that tiebreaker. You go in and you say, I think New Orleans is going to beat Minnesota by seven in the NFC Championship game. You put that down. In the Super Bowl, you say, I think New Orleans is going to beat San Diego by 14. You put that down. You might win all three. You could win all three prize packages, or you might not win any of them. You can pick one, you can pick two, you can get into all three. We've got the Sun Heat Room Space Heater. Also, a prime rib Super Bowl bundle, which will feed up to 15 people. That includes baked beans and potatoes from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. You can win them all, folks. And for picking the Super Bowl right, receive a Sun Heat heater valued at over $600 and a prime rib dinner package that will feed up to 15 people. You can find out all the information on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to get you entered as soon as possible so you can be a winner. ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, all you have to do is go to Superfan at ESPNSuperstation.com to send it in. So you go to ESPNSuperstation.com, read the entries, and then send your predictions to the email Superfan at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tommy Tuberville, we didn't touch on this, Daddy. It was mentioned a little bit last week. He'd snuck in there to interview. I don't know that Texas Tech really looked very hard. I think they wanted Tommy Tuberville as their new head football coach. All I can say is whether it's positive or negative, it will be a vast change from what they had. I mean, all I could flash was Dan Devine coming in and taking over Notre Dame in Rudy, and, of course, in real life, but the way he's portrayed. You know, one guy's one way and one guy's the other, and Eric Parsegian was definitely no Mike Leach. But Tommy Tuberville, your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting because he's inheriting a program that's been to a bowl game. They regularly go to a bowl game. It's not like it's a downtrodden program. Now, how much do you want to change that? I don't know. Maybe he says, well, there's some continuity there. You got to think, though, Tommy Tuberville has his own staff and his own people. They will rid the cupboards and basically ship those guys down the road to wherever it is, and good luck to those guys finding jobs. He'll put his own people in place, and you'll still see a totally different style of football than you've been used. I mean, it was guns up. Let's go down the field. We're going to shoot it out.
Yeah, don't you think? And it could, and probably about anybody that would have come in. And Tommy Tuberville, I think, is a good coach, but I think he is just set up to fail here. If you don't I don't. If they don't stay with the same system, they're set up to fail. We all, unfortunately, I keep thinking I've got this still this Bill Callahan change in my mind. When you try to make that drastic change and you don't have the personnel, and they're only giving you 2 or 3 years these days to get the job done. I mean, you can't go from a 5,000-yard passing offense to a run-oriented offense, which he likes to run, in a year or two. It doesn't work no matter where you go.
Well, the thing about getting those kids to Lubbock, Texas, was it was the niche offense. It was they just found a niche there that they get some smaller, speedier guys, like to throw the ball, like to spread it around, run down the field, have some fun on offense. Now you're going to probably a more conventional offense, more run-oriented, like you said. The lineman splits aren't going to be the five-foot deal that you see halfway across the field. Should be interesting to see, though, what he decides to do and who he decides to bring with him if he keeps anybody at all.
A couple of other stories. Greg Maddux has rejoined the Chicago Cubs. He'll be an assistant to general manager Jim Hendry. He will develop players in his new job.
Fair enough. You know what? Been around the game long enough. Knows the ins and outs. Let him have some of those young guys.
Also some baseball news with the Royals.
Yeah, the Royals signed an outfielder in Scott Posednik to a deal. And there's another Royal note. Where'd that go?
Why do I give you anything? Matt Hergis has signed
a
minor league deal, a little local connection there. Of course, his brother Todd.
Platte Valley State Bank.
There you go. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com says, with Mark McGwire stepping out to say he was a steroid user, do you think that now Jose Canseco has become a credible source or author, considering some label Canseco as the godfather of steroid users? That comes from Rusty and Lamar. What do you think?
I think that there's been enough stuff proven in Jose's books already that he was a credible source to a lot of what was going on.
He's been right on.
Yeah, I think. I still think. Yeah, did you know yesterday, before yesterday, that Mark McGwire used steroids? Okay.
I don't know.
His hat, you know, when they asked him in front of Congress, Mark, what's your hat size? And he said 13 and 5/8. I was pretty sure something probably wasn't right.
Mark McGwire's on TV right now. Your head. You would have a bigger hat size than Mark McGwire.
No way. Not even close.
What do you think, Derek?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to agree
with that. I'd wager lunch on this.
Yeah, I would too.
What's your hat size? 9? Are you a 9?
No.
8 3/4? It's 8 3/4.
Take the visor that you
got. I thought I've seen it. You don't probably buy fitted hats.
No, I don't buy fitted hats.
I don't think they make hats fitted around here that big.
If you have to have them custom made, then you probably...
I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just saying, I don't... Mark McGwire, he wasn't Barry Bonds' head.
From where his head started at in 88 to where it is now?
That's what happens when you grow up.
Yeah. I was pretty sure something wasn't right.
Let's get back to one more local note. In case you missed it over the weekend, Jordan Hooper is keeping that Alliance girls basketball team together. She apparently is about all they have, even though they're 8-1 or something like that. She scored 54, and the way you do that is you have a close game. They went overtime to beat Scott's Bluff 70-64. She scored 54 of her team's 70 points. That's the third highest amount of points ever scored by a female in a girls' basketball game, and that's the most points scored by a girl since Cindy Hayes set the state record back in 1987. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. How many points did Cindy Hayes of Osceola score in that ball game? What is the state record for most points in a single game in girls' high school basketball? We'll talk with John Cook when we come back. 888-455-3776. $25 gift card to Troutman's. And if you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. Again, the Nebraska single game female high school scoring record is back after this.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-335-1656. 1-800-335-1656. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1656.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hogan's has it. In downtown Kearney, we want to get rid of it. That's right. We need to make room for new spring items, and that means huge savings in every department. From now through January 18th, you'll save 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. So come save and celebrate our anniversary sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures of around 40. Winds will stay to the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect mainly clear skies, lows around 19 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Daddy's show. We have a winner for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Jeremy is our winner.
Yeah, Jeremy from Kearney.
We were just talking about Jordan Hooper scoring 54 points for Alliance over the weekend. 54, which then is the third most.
So if you guess below 54, you had no chance of being correct. So those of you, we appreciate the phone calls.
El Conquistador, nice guess with 43. Jack, nice guess with 46 out there. But if Jordan Hooper scored 54.
Chet, nice guess with 34. Chet's from Osceola.
The most points in any girls basketball game ever in Nebraska. Cindy Hayes of Osceola scored 65 in a game in 1987. She scored over 50 a lot. She scored 65 in that ball game. And Jordan Hooper of Alliance, 54, the third most this past weekend. So congratulations to Jeremy. Well, yesterday, Lauren Cook and her father / Nebraska coach John Cook spoke to the media. Lauren talked about coming back and the decision to return to the University of Nebraska after being the National Freshman of the Year at UCLA.
I've obviously been thinking about it for a while, but I didn't want to think about it during season because I needed to focus on, you know, doing the best I could for UCLA and helping them out in any way that I could. So I tried not to focus on it during season. So right when season was over was when it really came crunch time and when I really started talking about it with my family and thinking about it on my own.
They're trying to make this as it was more of an academic decision than an athletic decision. Okay, if that's what you want to say, she's going into event management, which was a new curriculum. I think it's only two, or new class, new major at Nebraska. 2-3 years old is all they don't offer it at UCLA. She talks about that.
The biggest thing for me was academics. And I, you know, it's my bad for not looking into this, I guess, before I committed to UCLA, but they just weren't able to offer my major that I want, which is event planning. And it just so happens that recently Nebraska has added that major, so I mean, it worked out that it's close to home, and it's, you know, they have my major and what I want to do. And, you know, academics, you don't realize that when you're committing to a school, because you're so, oh, well, this is for me. You're so caught up in the sport, and, you know, I'm going to go play volleyball, this is awesome, that I just didn't look into academics and really I didn't focus on that. And
event management, I never heard of that, but if you could be a wedding planner, maybe. Maybe you're planning.
I think she's talking bigger things, probably like working at a Quest Center or a major.
Fair enough.
You know, wherever, Madison Square Garden, booking things, getting people together. A lot of financing, I assume, goes into that as well.
Big weddings.
She wants to be Greg Shea.
There you go.
And who can fault her?
No, she's not that big.
No.
Oh, sorry, Greg. I was just.
You are so off on your measurements today. Lauren's taller. What do you think, though? And John Cuckoo, we'll ask him as he's getting ready to join us here. What do you think? Academics, UCLA coach steps down yesterday. What do you really think?
Well, I think something had to happen with the program because she wasn't the only one that left. That's what I really think. And we'll have to ask her dad about that as well.
Well, a lot of things going on with the Nebraska volleyball program all came out of the blue a little bit last week. It reminds me of the Pete Carroll situation. You heard about it, and it was true, and there it is. It's right on the front page, and Nebraska volleyball on the front page, and all of a sudden, for a lot of different reasons, John Cook, the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska, is joining us. Coach, I think it's all good reasons, right?
Well, I hope so, and I certainly know my wife's happy. So, but the most important thing is that you know, Lauren is happy and feels good and wants to be back at Nebraska, and I think that's the most important thing, is that these kids have a great experience and they're happy with, you know, in college, and you know, we're proud of Lauren for how she's handled it and going out there and taking a risk and trying UCLA. But you know, this is it's a very reminiscent of Scott Frost going to Stanford and decide, you know, hey, you know, I really belong in Nebraska, and came back. And Lauren's kind of done the same thing. And as all this unfolded over Christmas, and the first person I went and talked to was Coach Osborne, and, you know, I wanted to make sure he was okay with this and kind of get insight into what he was thinking, and having gone through this with Scott Frost. So it's all worked out, and Lauren's back here.
John, take us back to when she was in high school and going through the recruiting process with her. Was there ever a time where you said, maybe just stay home and everything will be fine right here, or did you just, kind of nonchalantly stick in the background?
Well, we were having pretty serious discussions about her coming to Nebraska, and she plugged in well for our recruiting and so on, and, you know, we talked about how all that would work, and so we were having a lot of conversations, and there was actually a lot of pressure on her to stay here at Nebraska. I think she felt it from the community, her friends, from Coach Osborne actually wanted to meet with her and talk to her about staying here. So, but I think as all that started building, she came home one day and said, you know what, I want to make my own path. And you know, you got to admire her for that. And so she did. And so that's when she said, I want to go somewhere besides Nebraska and make my own path. And, you know, but the advice that her, you know, her high school coach Jake Moore gave her at Pius was, you know, you can always go try it. And if you don't like it, you can always come back. And, you know, we kind of supported that as well, that, you know, you can always come back to Nebraska. And so she did that. She obviously, volleyball was very successful her first year. But again, the fit for her, she culturally didn't feel like she fit out in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's a different world out there. And then academically, they don't have her major. And so where they wanted to route her academically, she just was not interested in that. So it's tough to go 4 years taking classes of something you're really not interested in.
Coach John Cook, Nebraska Volleyball, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, this all comes down, then UCLA, Andy retires, steps down yesterday. How much did that play into this decision?
Well, I don't know for sure. You know, the thing that happened on that Monday a week ago, Lauren came in and talked to him, and you know, and we had we encouraged Lauren to go back and meet with the coaches and to see if she could work some of this out. But when they met, I mean, it was a very short meeting, and then right after that, their All-American middle came in, and she left. They had another player that was on scholarship left, so it was a tough day there for their program. And I think I don't think Andy just decided yesterday he was going to retire. He's probably been thinking about it. When's the right timing to get out, as I think most coaches do when they've been there a long time, unless the NCAA is chasing you potentially like Pete Carroll or some of these other guys, that like the coach at, basketball coach at Kentucky. Then they get out of there quick. But it probably just with the timing and you know, the mood of the team and the turnover, he probably thought, well, maybe this is a great time, you know, to go now. So I'm hoping that Lauren wasn't a part of it, but you know, she handled it very well, and you know, and the thing is about when you're in school and they don't have your major, UCLA is a very difficult place, I think, to be a student if you have a broad interest in things. I think if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know, it's a great school to go to. It's very tough to get into, but for, you know, other types of majors, they really don't offer very much. And so that was a tough thing for her, that, you know, academically, and they really couldn't work anything out. And it's very structured there, so it's very difficult. There's not a lot of flexibility. We're at Nebraska, you know, we really work with the athletes here and helping them have areas of interest that they want to study, and are very flexible in that. That's, I think it's one of the strengths of Nebraska.
What's the relationship that you have with Andy right now? Do you guys talk?
Yeah, he emailed me yesterday, and of course this is before he retired, but he emailed me, and you know, ironically, his daughter did the same thing. She went away and came back to UCLA. The assistant coach, Kim, who was really the main recruiter for Lauren, her daughter did the same thing, went to University of Pacific, came back to UCLA and played. So I think there's some empathy there that, hey, this has happened before, and you know, it's, so they understand. But I know they're very disappointed because, you know, when you have a player that had as good as years Lauren did her freshman year, that's tough. And, you know, I remember when Rachel Holloway left our program, I mean, we were devastated. But, you know, I think it works out. And, you know, UCLA, there's a lot of kids that want to go play there. So I think our relationship is, you know, stayed the same, and I think they understand.
Okay, from take us through it, transferring in volleyball. Just give us a synopsis of it, how different it is, because Lauren couldn't play basketball and then transfer to Kansas or transfer to Kentucky and without eligibility. She still got all of her eligibility, then another 3 years intact, correct?
Yes, because they gave her a release. So in volleyball, if the school releases you, then you're eligible, you don't get penalized. So they gave her a release, and so she's eligible to play this coming season, and doesn't have to sit out a year.
Well, that takes us to the next interesting question. We had Todd Henricks from the Journal Star on talking about this when it broke last week, and we can all speculate, but you're the man that has to make the decision. What will Lauren's role be with this team in 2010?
Well, I don't know yet. We've got all spring to figure that out. You know, we feel like we have a great team coming back. We have a chance to have a great season, and you know, she's going to be a part of that. And we got to figure out a role for her. And if it's a significant role, great. If not, then you know, we can always redshirt her. But it's going to depend on the development of Morgan Brokhouse, the other freshman that came in, and just kind of how it all plays out. We've got a lot of competition at each position, and you know, we're going to plan on going to China in May. So it's we got a lot of time to sort things out, let these kids compete, and figure out what our best lineup is to give us a chance to A, beat Texas, and B, you know, compete and win a national championship.
I'll try again. Where are you going to start her at? Are you going to start a six? Are you going to start a 6'2"?
She's going to start in the weight room Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. That's where she's starting. But you know, that's one of the things that we realize as parents, that this was not about volleyball. This was about school and culture, and so she's given up a lot by coming back here. There's no promises. She doesn't have a scholarship. So she gave up a lot, and that's how we knew this wasn't just about volleyball or just being homesick. This was really a couple really important issues, and you know, she's a Nebraska girl and wants to be back here. And so she's had to give up a lot, and she's going to have to earn her way. And that was made very clear to her over Christmas by me several times. And she's a coach's kid. She understands how all this works.
Just a couple questions left with Coach John Cook of the Husker Volleyball Program. You told us, Coach, before we went on that Lauren was just in your office. Was that a father-daughter meeting? Was that a coach-player meeting? And how's that going to work for you now?
Yeah, well, she was coming up here to she's just trying to find her way to how to get to East Campus, and so like any freshman, she's up here asking questions. Well, how do I get my books? so it's those kind of questions. So she's just trying to get acclimated. It's been a pretty wild week for her, but she's started school yesterday, and of course there was a big press conference. She met with the team yesterday, along as Morgan did as well, and also Caitlin James, who is medically redshirting. So it was kind of an emotional day, and just like I'm sure UCLA's gone through an emotional week, but this is part of the evolution of a team and, getting that going. But so it's more of trying to get her from point A to B right now and get her squared away so she gets in her routine.
Coach, you brought up Caitlin James. You mentioned her redshirting. Is she redshirting, or you expect her back?
No, she's in a medical, which means she'll continue to stay on scholarship here at Nebraska. However, she won't be eligible to compete anymore, and her body just can't hold up. She hasn't been able to really get through a practice since she's been here without being in pain. And at some point, you just got to say that enough is enough. And so this is the point for her that she's going to take the medical. So she'll still go to school here, be on scholarship, but she won't be eligible to compete.
Coach, always gracious with your time. We sure appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck. Lauren handled herself real well at the press conference yesterday, and we look forward to chatting with you in the upcoming weeks.
Well, thank you very much. And again, I think this is the thing I learned from this is how important the Nebraska kids are to Nebraska volleyball, and we got to continue to have these kids dream big and feel like, I think Lauren realized that this is a pretty special place here, and not that she would compare it every day, but I just think when you go away from this, you realize how special it is here and how special the people are and how much interest there is. And so we're, Nebraska's fortunate that we got another Nebraska kid that wants to come here and play.
Well, Coach, have fun. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Coach. Coach John Cook joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about a big move. It's again, one of those middle. You got a daughter, but you also are bringing in one of the top players in the country. I mean, here's a kid that was a three-time All-Stater. She was the National Freshman of the Year. When she was in high school, she was the National Setter of the Year her senior season. It came down to her and Gina Mancuso for Gatorade Player of the Year, and Mancuso comes to Nebraska. I mean, there's... shows you the kind of talent, and Mancuso was the National Gatorade Player of the Year, so Cook, in her own backyard, was going up against her, but got most of the awards that she could possibly get.
Don't you get the feeling that John Cook will be harder on her than he has ever been on any player in the system?
Oh, no. I don't know.
I think any coach.
No.
She's grown up with
sometimes
it.
That's a father-son thing in basketball. Sometimes you see that, but no. I think sometimes that gets really blown out of proportion. You don't have to be as hard sometimes on your own kid, it looks like, because I've never had to coach a child, obviously, but a lot of people have not had that opportunity. I think they're usually the smarter kids. Coaches' kids are usually a little bit more smart, maybe not book smart, but the sports smart. They may know a few more things, and I think one of the things he's going to have to hope for is maybe she steps up and emerges as a leader with this program.
Fair enough. Douglas, we head to the Den Popper inbox. Dude is on steroids. Doesn't it show? Come clean for us, Doug. Come clean now.
Oh, no. Is that from an ex-girlfriend? Dan says, would there be any instance where Coach Cook would not give a transferring player a release? Seems like a no-brainer if you really care about a player. He's given releases. Coach Cook has given releases. The Penn State girl who also graduated early got a release from Penn State. Little touchy-go, but as Todd Hendricks and Lincoln General Star told us last week, right now it's just so easy for kids to transfer that you may see the NCAA lop a rule on there where you're going to have to sit out a year. But here's the deal also. if the volleyball coaches at Division I aren't worried about it, I don't think they make a change. If somebody starts making a stink about it, then they'll make a change.
Well, if somebody hires John Calipari to be their coach, they'll make a change. That becomes pretty apparent.
Are you not happy?
No, I'm not happy with that.
Charles Woodson has just been named the NFL Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press. I thought that was like a given.
You think?
Who'd you think?
Darren Sharper? You don't think?
No, I thought it was a given. Everybody was talking Woodson.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess it was a given, but I thought Darren Sharper played outstanding this year with the Saints. Comeback year, getting older, but really had an outstanding season, so I don't know.
Well, must have had the votes in before he found himself laying on his back half the game with Larry Fitzgerald running all over him.
Yeah,
Sunday.
That could be.
You're just a hater. You're just a hater. Don't forget Nebraska women at home tonight taking on Texas. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Also, Prince of Makamura is going to stay with the Huskers. Kind of a story that, why wouldn't he be? But the Prince is staying. He's been listed on some NFL draft projections, and Carl Pelini says no, he'll be back. He'll be back. Congratulations to Tri-City Storm Stephen Bolton. He's your USHL goaltender of the week. What do you think about that, Derek?
Yeah, he got a shutout over the weekend, 1-0 Friday night, so played really well.
Of course. All you got to do is step in goal when it's ESPN night at the Storm. You're going to be a winner. Hey, we want to thank John Cook, head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska, for joining us today. Also, Lloyd Wagnitz, the head boys basketball coach at Heartland Lutheran. Tomorrow on the program, Loper wrestling coach Mark Bauer and Tom Hamilton, the director of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo.
Hey, we look forward to you all joining us back 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.